It's the official league launch tonight. The season gets underway on Saturday. New kit. You're opening the store here on Friday. It's all happening. But the big news is you've got two more players to advise our supporters that will be joining us.
Yeah, as you said before, it's getting down to nitty-gritty now, the start of the season. We've worked hard in pre-season. We've had enough game time and pre-season friendly, so it's time for the nitty-gritty. And as I said a while ago, we'd always be looking to bring good players in. I feel as if we brought experience in. There's a lot of youth already in there. And obviously the two that we're just going to add at the minute, well, sort of three. Matty Lynch has obviously agreed to sign. He's a younger player. He'll start with the Swifts. We'll start working his way through and obviously training around the first team and be part of that. Stephen Fallon, somebody who we know, somebody who, again, I hope is going to hit the ground running this year. He left Swansea. And, you know, he's a player that, you know, he's got a lot of ability going forward in good areas. And obviously Josh Carson, which for me is obviously another positive signing. Somebody who can affect the game going forward. He's got good ability, he's got a great left foot, he's strong on his right foot, and he can play in a number of different positions in and around the forward area. And I say I'm pleased to get that one done, and Stephen Fallon, the paperwork's obviously being finalised, but they're done over the line, and hopefully players that can influence results this year for us.
Fallon, the three you mentioned, Fallon, Lynch and Josh Carson, have really impressed in the pre-season games, and you know the Carson one's a particularly exciting one coming in, having played four times for the national team.
Yeah, well, Josh is he's played over 100 times in England, so he's an experience. He's played enough games now. He's still only 23, which again is probably a rarity at the minute. You know, people have their own ideas about me bringing in a 32-year-old and a 38-year-old for experience, but Josh has got a hell of an amount of experience for a young boy. He played through all the Northern Ireland ranks. He's capped at international level. So I think getting Josh in the way we have got him in, it was obviously a late one coming in, but he's come in and he's impressed. And again, he's going to add the competition in the squad.
You're really starting to set your identity on this team and the squad. There's been a lot of turnover of players here, a lot of comings and a few goings out on loan. You're starting to. It's your first pre-season. It's your first start of a new season. You know, you must be really raring to go here with the big game on Saturday.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Again, players have left the club, and some of the other players will possibly continue to leave the club over the before the window, depending on what happens with players in and performances and attitudes. So it's all about a desire this year, and hopefully with the players that we've brought in, it's already been here. And we'll continue to hopefully. And people are always asking, are we going to bring all our players in? The board have been 100% very supportive of anything that I've wanted to do. The players are bringing in, players that have gone out. And, there is obviously the hope that, there might be just be one more around the corner.
Obviously, everyone's looking and everyone's guessing at where that position might be, but you're always on the lookout for quality in whatever position.
Yeah, but I think the fans will probably put two and two together and say, they understand what we need. I certainly understand what we need, so we'll see what happens. There is a hope before the window actually shuts the end of August, start of September, whenever it is, that we'll certainly add at least one more to the squad, and hopefully it'll be a good one.
Pre-season, we've been all over the place, Larne and Tully Vallon and more Belfast games, this distillery. Have you been happy the way things have been going in all of those games?
I've been pleased at a point. You say sometimes you don't want to get carried away in pre-season friendlies, because at the end of the day, on paper we should be beating teams who we have been playing, which we've beaten. But you don't want to be getting carried away thinking going into the game next week against Ballinamuller, because it's a completely different kettle of fish. What we're going to expect down there, it's a tough place to go. One thing it is guaranteed, it's going to be a good pitch, which is good, where we want to play on. But it's a tough start. And I know down the years, especially last year, a couple of games when I was here, we drew with Ballinamuller at home. And we struggled on a Thursday night to beat them 2-1, so it'll be a competitive game. But hopefully the boys have done enough hard work during the pre-season. We've gone through what way we want to play on Saturday. It's just finalising the final little details of who's going to play, and hopefully whatever 11 we pick and the rest of the squad that were ready. And it's important to get off to a good start.
Again, just reflecting on one of the pre-season friendlies, Tony Vallon was an experience. You know, the whole squad, yourself, Roy Carroll in particular, really well received down there. Got a great reception. They really did make us feel welcome. And there's been a lovely letter sent in by the club thanking us for, you know, the time that you and Roy and others took to sign autographs and, you know, and make, you know, make yourselves available down in that local community. It was a special day, wasn't it?
No, it certainly was a special day. And for me, going down, obviously taking the team down as manager, you know, it was a great honour and a privilege to go down there and open up the facilities. The way we were received didn't surprise me because, you know, although we'd not won anything for 2-3 years, Linfield have always been the biggest pull and I'll remain the biggest pull in Northern Ireland football. And the reception we received, the hospitality we received off Tully Ballon was nothing short of first class. And I say, obviously the result was the least important thing of the day. You know, what it gave me was the opportunity to play some of the younger boys and some of the older boys to get game time. And as I say, it was a first class day, and I say we were spoilt, and I say given the players the knowledge that no matter where Linfield go, I think it was 600 or so at the game, considering where it was and how far it was and how difficult it was to get there, it just shows you still the draw of this club.
You must be looking forward to Friday when you open the new superstore here and see the new kit and get to meet a few of our supporters here. I think it's your birthday on Friday as well when you open the superstore here on Friday.
Yeah, that'll be a nice birthday treat on Friday morning. I say it's brilliant for the club now that we've got a little bit down. And I know, Windsor and everybody has their own opinions about what it is. But, you know, to have a Linfield shop here at Windsor Park is what the fans want and what the supporters want, whether they want to come, if they come to match days or whatever else, the club shop's going to be there. And the amount of sales, hopefully in the shirts and everything else you see, you only need to drive around Belfast and see the new blue Linfield shirt, but obviously the away one coming out Friday, which again, some fantastic looking kit. So but I think the main thing is the supporters get down and, you know, back the club again, keep supporting the club. We don't need negative comments and negative people around the club. This is the start of a new season. This is a time to be positive. I'm positive, I'm upbeat. The players are positive, they're upbeat. The board have, as I said, they've backed me 100% in anything that I've wanted in the summer. So just urging all the fans to get down, support your club through thick and thin. They've always done it. Continue to do it. Get behind the players, get behind me, get behind the board. We're all pushing the right direction, pushing the one direction, and hopefully we can be successful this year.
With all the excitement of the ground, the shop, the kits, I mean, you're here quite a lot of the time and you see the volume of season tickets that are coming in. So, you know, although there's all this excitement, the launch tonight of the league, it really is all about 3 points on Saturday and then every subsequent game, isn't it?
It's a big start. It's a big start for us with three games in a week. So it's important that you get off to a good start. We've got obviously Coleraine here on the Wednesday and then away to Crusaders on Saturday. So there's difficult games coming up, but one that I feel that the players are well prepared for. Our fitness levels are pretty good, and will continue to improve. So, you know, they're ready to go. I think the players are actually sick of the pre-season games now because it doesn't replicate sometimes what happens come a match day, come when it really matters. And when Saturday comes at 3 o'clock, that's when it really matters.
The supporters, after a long few months off, are busting to get back into Saturday 3 o'clock action. The players must be even more so.
Yeah, well, the supporters, obviously, you know, we all remember our last game. The players obviously remember the last game. I certainly remember when we lost the cup final. So it feels like a long time since we played. And again, I urge the supporters, keep supporting us, keep supporting me, keep supporting the team, and say we'll be going out guns blazing from 3 o'clock on Saturday, hopefully for 40 weeks of the season, to make sure this great club has a good chance of winning trophies this year.
David, well done on getting the Fallon and the Carson signings done, subject to the paperwork going through in the next day or so. It goes without saying, on behalf of the board and every supporter and everyone with the best wishes of this club at heart, that we wish you every best wish and every success for the league and the cups in the months and days that lie ahead.
I appreciate it. Cheers, Andy.